Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. Emily and Laura here.
Hey, guys.
And we, first off, just wanted to ask you guys, if you haven't yet, consider jumping on iTunes and leaving us a review. It just really helps other moms find the podcast, and it's a huge blessing to us. So there is a short tutorial for that on our website that we'll link to in our show notes if you need to know how, or there's some troubleshooting there. But it should just take a few minutes of your time, and it would be a huge blessing. So consider doing that. And then today we are going to talk about something that is like a little bit of a Christianese term.
Yes.
So Christian language that gets thrown around a lot. And it's one of those, you're like, can I say that? I don't really know what that means. And it's preaching the gospel to yourself.
Yes, exactly. It's totally one of those things that we see as a hashtag on Instagram, or people say a lot, that, and it sounds really nice, but you're like, that sounds kind of theoretical or ambiguous. Like, what does that really look like on a practical level? So that's something that Emily and I are going to talk through today, is what does it look like for a mom, or really any human, but what does it look like for us as believers to preach the gospel to ourselves? And Emily, you were telling me about a funny picture, I think, that you always have.
Yes.
When you hear it.
Well, whenever I've heard preach the gospel to yourself, okay, I'm just like kind of literal. I just imagine that you go shut yourself in your room and you're like, okay, Lord, I need to remember that my identity is in Christ. And we're saying it out loud. I just cannot get like a preacher out of my head. So
you go get your podium, you go to, you get your congregation in front of you, and you just preach it. You just preach it.
I know. I'm like, if that is literally what that means, my kids would destroy my house by the time that sermon was over.
So what is it? What exactly is it to preach the gospel to yourself? And it's really, really simple in actuality, but it does sound a little bit hard in theory. And it actually is a very vital part of the Christian walk. So we all know that you're always telling yourself something, and you're always kind of preaching to yourself. The question is, are you preaching the gospel to yourself, or are you preaching your own desires, your own wants, or maybe the messages of the world? And so that's something today we're going to talk through, how to sort of change the conversation in your mind. And what's that quote, Emily? There is a quote that's like, most of your problems are because you're listening to yourself, not speaking to yourself. I feel like there's a quote out there about that that's very deep and wise. And it's all about, basically talk to yourself. Don't just listen to yourself.
Yes. And we can't really talk to ourselves about the gospel. And again, I'm not necessarily saying talking out loud.
Right.
That's always what comes to my mind. But just thinking thoughts in your head about the gospel if we don't know it and we don't understand it. And there is no way to understand the gospel without spending time in the Word of God, and also having some sort of mnemonic device like we use on the show, creation, fall, redemption, restoration, to help us anchor some of our thoughts to these different pieces and really become fluent in it. So that is something we've got to understand and have just solid in our brain in order to be able to even put right thoughts into our mind. We have to be transformed with the truth of God's word.
Yeah, exactly. And even for today's show, something I've been realizing is that the words the gospel can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, especially in different cultures. And so for today's purposes, and if you've been a listener of the show, I think you'll know exactly what we mean. As Emily said, creation, fall, redemption, restoration. For today's purposes, basically, it's what we talk about every week. We're created by God for his purposes, for his glory. We sinned. That separated us from God. But God, in his mercy, sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be the ultimate sacrifice for our behalf, rescuing us from his rightful judgment so that we can enjoy fellowship with him again. And now we are able to look forward to the day when Christ will return and restore creation for us to be with him forever. And so that is the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. It's bad news, and then it's good news followed right up. And we wouldn't know that it was good news if we didn't have the bad news and understanding of what that is. And so now that we've defined what the gospel is and that we want to start preaching that truth to ourselves, what does it mean for a mom in 2018?
Yes. So we're going to work through some examples of things that probably happened to Lauren.
We won't say they're real examples, but we won't say they're not real examples.
But maybe they've happened to you before. And even if they haven't, hopefully this gives you an example of what we're talking about. So let's just say that
for the example purpose,
let's just say that your kids are just kind of getting all up in your biz and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And your reaction is a yell at them. And you realize as soon as you've done that, you know, somebody starts crying and you're like, oh man, they're crying not because they feel godly sorrow, but because I rebuked them in a way I should not have. And then the horrible mom feeling, the cloud of I'm a horrible mom.
Yep.
Comes down
guilt,
upon you.
Condemnation.
Then what, Laura?
Bum, bum, bum. So that's where basically you're feeling all this guilt, you're feeling all of this condemnation, and you feel bad for what you did, and you're starting to feel the nudge of the Holy Spirit prompting you in your heart. And you know, a lot of times for me, I am fighting it. I don't want to repent. My pride is in there and I'm just fighting it so much, especially when it concerns my children, because I'm superior, because I am the adult, because I can do what I want. And I tell myself I don't owe them anything, but
yeah. Step one is self-justification.
Yeah. And that's where I think often the Holy Spirit comes in and nudges, and I feel like that is not truth. You know, that is my sinful self talking to me. So as we were talking about, that's listening to yourself and just some of your natural inclinations. And so this is where you start to preach the gospel to yourself. And basically preaching the gospel boils down to looking at yourself through a gospel lens. So the first piece is recognizing and repenting of your sin. And what that might look like here is admitting that you should not have yelled at your children, admitting that that was sinful, the way that you reacted out in pride, you reacted out of selfishness. You know, it could be different for different people or different reasons, but admit that sin, stop and repent that, and then remind yourself of truth, reminding yourself of God's goodness, of his beauty, and placing your identity back in him. So what that part will look like is you remind yourself that you're not defined by how you just yelled at your children. You are defined by Christ's righteousness. So Emily has used this example on the show a few times before, but you receive Christ's perfect record of an A when yours is actually a terrible, awful, big fat F. And not only do you receive his perfect record, but you also have access to all that Christ has, which means that you can now be patient with your children. You can speak kindly to your children. You can actually go over and apologize and humble yourself and apologize to your children, and also forgive them for whatever grievance that they have caused you, even if they don't recognize it or apologize for it themselves. But because Christ is in you and your identity is found in him, he is working in your heart and you are able to access the wealth of resources that he has provided for you.
Yes. Yeah, so that is just a kind of a compilation of some thoughts that might go through your mind as you are processing through the situation, either right when it happened or after it happened, later in the day, whenever that is. And this is where scripture memory is also really important, and knowing what God's word says, because his word is living and active. And so these truths come with a punch in terms of Romans, like 8:1 is a good example. There is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And remembering something like Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. And when we think about then at that point that, wow, I am really totally free from the penalty of this sin that I deserve, it produces a worshipful heart. It can actually mm-hmm. usher us into joy as we look and turn our eyes onto Christ instead of remembering and reviewing this situation we were just in with our kids over and over and over again and rehearsing. We can move on from it, which is just yep. amazing. So that is just one example.
Yeah. And I think really practically, I feel like some of you guys are probably sitting there thinking, okay, that sounds really good, but like, I don't have that kind of vocabulary, or I don't have like that doesn't come super easily to me, or my thoughts don't go that way. And I know we're going to talk about a little bit of more of the practical later in the show of how you grow in this skill, but that is what I want to encourage you with here right in the middle of the show, that don't be discouraged if you don't feel like you know how to talk to yourself like this, because this is a skill set that you will grow in. And we will, like I said, we'll talk more, but know that like Emily and I aren't perfect at this and we are growing in the skill. We're doing a show on it. And in this show, we're really speaking out of a place that says, hey, we're learning and growing and getting better at this skill set, and we want to get better at it along with you guys. So I don't know, Emily, do you think it would be helpful to walk through a couple more examples?
Yes, because there's other examples. Some of you guys can't relate to yelling or like outbursts of anger.
Can't relate to yelling? Who are you? I want to meet you.
But maybe another thing that happens to some of us is maybe you're just having a hard day. You're stressed out. And there's lots of pressure, and maybe during nap time or whenever it is, you kind of sneak off into the pantry and you break open a bag of M&Ms or cookies or chips. I don't know what it is for you. And you just lose self-control and eat way too much. And it's just a direct coping mechanism. Mm. So you can just comfort yourself while mm-hmm. you're stressing out.
Stress eating. Yep. Yep. Okay. So how do you preach the gospel to yourself in this situation? So a lot of times we're probably eating this yummy sweet treat and we're just thinking like, I deserve this and I worked so hard today and this tastes so good or whatever we're thinking. Reality is we have to stop, repent, and recognize our sin, right? That is the first step. So we shouldn't have responded to whatever that stressor is that caused your binge by losing our self-control, finding our comfort in other things than God. So that is the sin issue. That is us recognizing it. And then we repent and just remind ourselves, yeah, I should have gone to Christ and I should have leaned on him, but I've already eaten this food. I've already stress ate hardcore. And so now it's time to remember. A great example is in Christ, that he never responded wrongly to stress. And he actually paid for our sin by dying on the cross for our sins. And now we don't have to be defined by that big old food binge that we just went through.
Yes. And we can be thankful for what he did. And that can help us remember, hey, because of Christ, because we have the Holy Spirit in us, we can have self-control, or at least pray for self-control going forward, and have hope and know that at least at the very least, someday we are going to be delivered from our inability to control ourselves in certain situations when we want to run to and depend on God. And I love this line in the New Testament when Jesus says, go and sin no more. Mm. And again, that is another thing we have in Christ, is this go and sin no more mentality. It doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, but we can continue to turn our eyes upon God and just remember what it is we're living for, what it is the most important thing. So another example really quick is gossip, that maybe you went to a play date and you sat down and you started talking with someone and you started sharing about another mom in a way that made her look bad. Maybe you were being judgmental about her choices or about her heart motivations. And as Laura said, the first place to start is to recognize that you've already started to doubt your identity in Christ when you're gossiping about someone, because you are basically, in so many words, trying to compare yourself to others to make yourself feel better. And there is this feeling of, well, if she looks bad and if I share this truth, well, then does that make what I'm doing a little bit more right? Do I feel a little bit more justified? And that in itself is a denial of the gospel.
Yeah. In that instance, you haven't loved your sister in Christ well, and you haven't loved her as a fellow image bearer. And so that, again, as Emily was talking about, you recognize that sin and then you repent and recognize that was wrong. And I don't want to do that anymore or be that way. And I don't have to be that way any longer because Christ paid the penalty that I deserved for the sin that I just committed against God. Therefore, I'm not defined by those words that I just spoke. I'm defined by Christ. So putting our identity back in him. And so while we know that we do deserve judgment for the wrong things that we said, how amazing is it that we receive grace? And this is the part of preaching the gospel to ourselves, where, as Emily said, it can induce and incite worship and joy because we recognize, oh man, I just screwed up really terribly. And I am so thankful that because of Christ, I am going to receive grace right now, right this instance, and in eternity with my King because of his sacrifice and death on the cross. Now we're able to course correct. You know, we can speak words of life. We can focus on speaking words that come from the fruit of the Spirit to tame our tongue with self-control, and we can walk in freedom. And we may need to go back and also apologize to whomever we were with on that play date as well, and make sure that we ask forgiveness for those grievances against the Lord and against others.
Yeah. So another thing we can do in addition to preaching the gospel to ourselves that can help us just grow in this is sharing this truth with your friends and with those who you are trying to just grow in gospel-centered motherhood with. And that would be when they are sharing a struggle or a problem, affirming the reality of the curse and of sin and how hard mm-hmm. that is, and coming alongside them in that and saying, yeah, this is hard, sister. But then also reminding her, as you're reminding yourself, that we are no longer defined in that. So that's something we can do with other moms who are trusting in Christ. And in that, we can learn to preach the gospel to ourselves as we are telling it to each other, because sometimes it's easier to say it to another person than it is to speak it into your own life.
Yeah, I think that that is a great way to train those thoughts. And something that I've been challenged by this year with my Bible study at my church is that they have challenged us to ask the question when a mom shares, or any woman, just something that's difficult that's going on in her life, to say, hey, what has God been teaching you in that? Or what have you read anything lately in the Bible that has really challenged you in applying what you're learning towards that situation? And I think that's just some key phrases that have helped me to be able to talk with other moms and to take a conversation deeper than like the whole like, oh, I don't know whether or not to use Pampers or Huggies. Like, what do I do? You know, and that's a way, great way to take a conversation deeper when you see a mom having anxiety about diaper brands, which I have seen that happen. I feel like I've actually had that happen as well. And so preach the gospel to her in that and remind her where her true peace is found and her true identity is found. And obviously a lot of the situations will be a lot bigger and deeper and more important than diaper choices. But just as an example of just speaking the truth to her in love and remembering too that if you don't speak in love, you are just a clanging gong. And so part of the gospel is the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm. So definitely pray. This is a major area where I've learned to preach the gospel to myself, is praying God's word and praying these different pieces over some of the stressors in my day. You can also just, again, study the Bible and know the big story of the Bible and know how it all fits together. We have lots of resources on our website for that. And then there's lots of great books out there that can train you in doing this. Things like A Gospel Primer by Milton Vincent, or Show Them Jesus by Jack Klumpenhauer, or Crosstalk, Michael Imlett. So there's all these different ones. Gospel Fluency. Laura and I have not read that, but we've heard it goes through all of these things. So we'll have all of these things on our show notes, but just practice, read about it, think about it, meditate mm-hmm. on it. And it's just amazing to see how that can transform our lives.
And Em, did you want to share a little bit of the practical about like where this happens, preaching the gospel to yourself?
Yeah, it doesn't have to happen in a bedroom by yourself with the door closed, speaking out loud. I think for me, it just happens in the quiet of my mind.
Yeah.
When sometimes I can be in the car driving and like a lot of stuff happened before we got in the car and I'm feeling kind of down about that. That's when that can happen. Other times it can happen almost when I'm laying in bed at night before I go to sleep. It can happen in the early mornings. It can happen like sometimes I need to sequester myself a little bit and take a moment after we've had a stressful time. And so it can happen all throughout the day. And it's just something I'm processing in my mind. Is that true for you, Laura?
Yeah, it's not usually audible for me. So Emily's literal mind over there trying to appease it. But it's definitely in my mind. And sometimes it's in the moment of something happening. Like I will be overreacting to something or whatever. And I'm reminding myself of that truth, and there's a tension and it's hard. And thankfully the gospel will always win. But there is an element too of, as Emily was saying, it might happen a few hours later. It might happen a day later. I think that God brings things to mind at different points, but a lot of this is just really being in tune and in step with the word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit and trusting him to work in your life and respond to that prompting. It is a gift when you are prompted to repent. That is a true mark of a believer. And so we just want to encourage you, like those nudges that you feel in your heart, do not ignore them, and to really pay attention to those pieces. And that is where you can preach the gospel to yourself and just transform your outlook on your day and on who you are, and placing that identity right back to where it should be, on Christ.
Yes. Amen. If you want to find out more about this, you can check out our show notes at risenmotherhood.com. We'll be talking about it this week on our social media platforms at Risen Motherhood on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So thanks for joining us, guys.